Western Australia is resisting moves by the federal government to take over regulation of the oil and gas industry. This is despite the recommendation of a commission of inquiry into Australia's worst offshore oil spill last year off Australia's northwest coast. The commission has said that the Northern Territory Resources Department failed to properly check the practices of the operator, PTTEP Australasia. David Webber reports.
The Federal Resources Minister says that while the regulatory system is good, it needs improvement and a single regulator is the best option. Western Australia's Mines Minister Norman Moore rejects this.
It seems that the company is coming in for most criticism in the way in which it managed the oil well, and in respect to the regulation of it, it's been critical of the Northern Territory Government. But bear in mind, the Commonwealth and the Northern Territory Government are both part of the joint authority managing that part of the offshore petroleum industry.
What do you think about the government's determination to push ahead with a single national offshore regulator?
We're not interested in Western Australia in giving authority over the complete management of offshore petroleum in Western Australia to a Commonwealth statutory authority.
Why not?
I just don't think that it's in the best interest of Western Australia for a Commonwealth statutory authority to be managing our biggest industry.
Norman Moore says he's confident WA authorities wouldn't fail in the way that the Territory Resources Department did.
And indeed, if the federal government was to get in the path of setting up its own statutory authority to manage everything, most of the people they would engage would probably come from the West Australian Department of Mines and Petroleum. The Commonwealth doesn't have the degree of on-the-ground expertise that we have here, and so we've taken the view that we can do the job, but we're not uncomfortable about them having an auditing role.
Western Australia's Conservation Council has called for more protection of marine life. The Council's Marine Coordinator, Tim Nicol.
We think it's important that we're increasing regulation, but really that's not enough. And the lesson from the Montara disaster was that even with regulation in place, people make mistakes and oil gets in the oceans. So what we're calling on the government to do is to not just increase regulation, but also put in place areas that are fully protected from the risk of oil spills and get on with establishing a network of marine sanctuaries in WA's and Australia's waters.
It would be unlikely that there would be marine protected areas where there is oil.
I think it's important that we look at where the environmental values are, where whales are travelling, where fish are breeding, and that we protect those areas, because as an asset in the long term, a sustainable asset, that is more important to Australia's future than getting every piece of every bit of oil from the ocean. And I think the government needs to realise, and Montara has really shown us, that some areas are just too special to put at risk from oil drilling.
Tim Nicol of Western Australia's Conservation Council.